最近又在反复的看美剧《绯闻女孩》（Gossip Girl）， 不是因为喜欢剧情，而是因为喜欢里面的美语发音。特别奇怪，如果让我先看一个小时的美剧，然后再说英语的话，我会感觉舌头好像抹了油一样，发音特别到位，用词呢也特别恰当。而在工作当中呢，英语电台是必不可少的背景声音。各位好，我是 Linda， 这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，学英语一刻也不能间断，这就是秘诀。那今天我们要分享的歌曲呢，是这首来自于 Katy Perry 的 Power。 接下来就会伴着音乐来一起看一下我们今天要一起学习的英语单词和短语。今天第一个要看到的短语叫做 a piece of cake， 一块蛋糕。这个短语应该我相信很多人都是挺熟悉的，它表示小菜一碟，不费吹灰之力。例句，我们当时根本就不必担心数学考试，很容易嘛。 We need not have worried about the math exam. It was a piece of cake. 这个例句它是对过去发生的事情进行的一种虚拟假设。我们当时就是其实当时是担心的，这个地方说当时根本不必担心。 We need not have worried about the math exam. It was a piece of cake. 这对他来说不过是小菜一碟。 It's nothing but a piece of cake for him. 快点，这件工作不过是小事一桩，15分钟之内就该完成的。 Hurry up.This job is a piece of cake. Don't spend more than 15 minutes on it. 你觉得自己跑得过他吗？当然了，小事一桩，我跑得肯定比他快。Do you think you could beat him in a race? Yeah, piece of cake. I'm definitely a lot faster than him. 不要以为这工作是易如反掌的事儿，开始做了你就会知道，它是很伤脑筋的。Don't think this job is a piece of cake. You will have to rack your brains once you start doing it. Now I'm taking it back. Electric is back. Come on, you can't quiet this. 好了，刚刚在最后一个例句当中，我们听到一个短语叫做 to rack your brains. To rack one's brains 意思是绞尽脑汁的意思。Rack R-A-C-K 它是名词架子，它也可以作为动词表示折磨榨取。Rack one's brains 就是绞尽脑汁。听几个例句，我这一个小时一直在绞尽脑汁的想以前应该在什么地方见过那个人，可是就是想不起来。I've been racking my brains for an hour trying to figure out where I might have met that guy before, but I just can't remember. 我们每天都要为晚饭吃什么而伤头脑筋。We have to rack our brains every day to think of what to eat for dinner. 我需要你帮我在两个小时以内想出这个项目的五个备选方案。那么现在你就开始好好想想吧。I need you to help me come up with 5 alternative plans for the project in 2 hours. So, rack your brains. 接下来听到这个短语叫做，应该很多人都听过，不要以貌取人。 Don't judge a book by its cover. 不要根据短暂的印象或者外表来下结论做判定。不要以貌取人。 Don't judge a book by its cover. 例句，我很不喜欢这些新邻居，他们怪怪的。 I don't like our new neighbors very much. They are quite strange. Hey, 你不能以貌取人，多接触一下，相信他们只是有点奇怪，但是应该还是会非常友善吧。 Hey, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Give them a chance. 给他们一次机会。 I think they're just a bitquirky but really nice. 他们只是有点奇怪，但是人还是应该是友善的。再听一遍。 I don't like our new neighbors very much. They're quite strange. Hey, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Give them a chance. I think they're just a bit quirky but really nice. 我们今天要看的最后一个是一个单词叫做 zippy. Zippy 是来自于 zip Z-I-P, zip, zip. 它可以作为名词表示拉链，也可以作为名词表示活力精力，所以 zippy 就是形容词，充满活力的，活泼的，敏捷的，精力旺盛的。底下例句，哇哦，那个小伙子好敏捷啊，瞧他跳的舞。哇哦， isn't that kid zippy? Look at them dance. 近期收入正如预期的那样快速增长。 Recent revenue 收入， recent 最近的。 Recent revenue growth has been zippy as expected.以上就是今天学习部分的所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，接下来咱们会再去完整的将这首 Power 去听一遍，我是 Linda， 咱们下期见。
Flowers stole my time.